You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $809 million. That's the amount of revenue that ride-sharing app Lyft is expected to report for the second quarter. That figure matches the company's forecast from back in May. The revenue projection was announced in Lyft's first-ever earnings report as a public company. Lyft isn't exactly profitable. When the company reports results today after the close, Wall Street expects it to report a loss of $276 million. Better-than-expected results could give a much-needed boost to the stock. Lyft shares are down 18% from its IPO price. The next number up is 0.4%. That's how far China's currency rose against the dollar on Tuesday. The Chinese government gave traders a break, setting the yuan's price at a higher level than Wall Street expected. Stocks had their worst day of the year on Monday after China weakened its currency. The move marked a new level of severity in the U.S.-China trade war. The U.S. answered back, calling the country a currency manipulator. Even so, the trade war detente helped the U.S. stock market rebound, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed Tuesday with a 1.2% gain. Our last number is 8%. That's how far Take-Two Interactive's stock rose on Tuesday. The rally came after the company reported strong quarterly earnings. The video game maker announced that one measure of sales was 18% higher than Wall Street analysts expected. Executives at the company, which owns titles like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, pushed back against politicians' recent comments linking mass shootings to violent video games. Their CEO said it is irresponsible to blame entertainment for the shootings. It doesn't seem like the controversy has hurt the company's shares. The stock is up 21% so far this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.